Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Welcome to the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. This is our live segment, Purpose-Driven Partners, where we showcase our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time. Everything Home is the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform hosted by yours truly. Put this together because I wanted to have a central location, a place, a resource, a platform for people to access information, quality content, good people, and make it easier for you to find things. You know, I've got into the habit of writing things down, post-its here, bookmarks there, this Facebook group, that LinkedIn group, this masterclass, this website. It was just too much. Wanted to streamline it, so we created the Everything Home patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, and now everything is in one location. So it is one location for all the information. We are your trustworthy resource for sharing personal stories and quality content conveyed with a hint of humor and a supersized side of sincerity. Why? Why do this? Well, because I'm crazy, but it really is to enhance the quality of your life, give you more personal, professional, and financial freedom. And of course, our favorite, my favorite, promote patriotism. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. There are 5 different programs providing everything you need to grow your business, improve your life, and make a difference. Speaking of patriotism, we had a big night last night, and I'm not going to go into too much, but I think it is something that people need to be concerned about. It doesn't matter if you're on the left, you're on the right, you're in the middle. The polls were so wrong yet again, and it is just unfortunate that the media is controlling a narrative. And you know, it's almost like it's kind of hard to get these things wrong when this is what these companies do, and they have millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. So it is something that I don't know if we're going to be able to do anything about it or not. And like I said, it doesn't matter if you're left or right. Having that information out there, which is actually incorrect, and you know that they know it was incorrect, and it was from different races, right? That's just not the way it's supposed to be, because it influences people and you're getting misinformation. And right now it's against the Trump side, but you know what, in the future, who knows, maybe it will be against the other side. And that's not how this is supposed to be. You know, the media, the censorship, and it doesn't matter. They'll turn on you whenever they need to turn on you, which is what we've already seen. So I think Americans need to be concerned about that. And then also how they were actually calling races way ahead of when they should be. I mean, you've got a huge percentage and all of a sudden they call it for one side. Or like in Arizona, it was 1 million votes that weren't counted yet and they called it for Biden. But yet it's a first in, first out state, right? So this is how it works. They count the ballots that come in the mail first, then the actual in-person And there was a pattern. You know, the mail-ins were Biden, and then they slipped over and then started to go into Trump because those were the actual day of voting. So calling it with a million left so early and then not calling certain states like Florida for an extreme for hours. So, I mean, like I said, doesn't matter if you're left or right. All Americans should be angry about that, should be concerned because it's misinformation or it's manipulation or censorship. And even though left and the right might not be friends with each other, we are definitely in this more together than we are having the media and the big tech and the government being in control of things. But I do want to say that Madison Cawthorn, for any of you know, he is the gentleman out of North Carolina who was in the wheelchair since 18. He was paralyzed. He's now the youngest person elected to Congress at the age of 25. So good for him. Good for him. Just gives you a great reminder that anything is possible in this world. So let us get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. I've got five special guests today. This is our, again, live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, where we're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real life tangible takeaways all in 7-minute segments. It is fast moving and I'm trying to do what I got to do. So bear with me as we do get into our guests here. All right, our first guest is a longtime friend of mine, Taylor Wellman. She is a video marketing expert and founder of Financial Potion. Taylor, how are you today?
I am doing fabulous. How are you doing today?
I am good, and I've got a live studio audience, and I've been holding them back, so I wanted them to give you a nice welcome to the Everything Home Talk Radio Show partners. You just got a thumbs up too, so that there's apparently in the front row someone's giving you a wink. So it's a lively audience.
Uh-huh.
So Taylor, why don't we let's jump into video marketing? I'm sure with everything the coronavirus, your business just went booming. And you probably couldn't keep up with coming up with more things to explain to people on how to readjust to this new world that we've got here.
Really, business has been great, and really people are realizing that they need to keep their doors open and maybe just do things a little differently. And especially, you know, video marketing is a way to enhance what you're currently doing and just stay open and keep moving business forward.
Yeah, but you know, it's almost like trying to teach an old dog new tricks, right? So the younger people, I'm sure, have no problem just jumping on a camera. Older people, like myself, the reason why I didn't do it was because I'm like, I have to get ready. You know how long I'm like, it takes an hour to get ready. I'm not getting ready to do that. So you've got all the, and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to look. You don't know, you know, with the lighting. So, I mean, how do you kind of calm people down and say, you know what, this is just the easiest, give them the easiest way to transition into this, because you have to do video, right? You have to do that nowadays.
You absolutely have to. And one thing that makes things a lot easier is planning a production day. Instead of trying to do, you know, one video a day amongst your busy schedule, go ahead, you know, get your hair done, get your makeup done, feel really good about how you're looking, and then perform several videos. And then what you can do is drip them onto your platforms, so that way it does appear like you're being consistent and posting on a regular basis. However, you recorded everything in one session. And so I always say, on average, you want to plan about 5 videos per production session. So then that way, when you post one video a week, you have a little over a month. And then within your busy month, you can plan another production day and do the same thing and stay consistent.
And I want to kind of clarify, you're saying bring up your level of video production to the next level. So you're not just saying, hey, do 5 live Facebooks where you just, you know, people are in their car or they're walking down the street, which I don't quite understand. Oh. With the background movement, I'm like, oh my God, I'm nauseous. Why are you walking down the street and the camera's going, or you're sitting in your car? doing a video. You're talking about really spending the time, because if you're a professional, you want to appear professional. I mean, you're not being fake. You're taking it to the next level, right? Can you clarify? I just want to clarify that this is a little bit more than just clicking the video and going, hi, I'm here in my car.
So correct, Michelle. You're completely 100% correct. You want to put your best foot forward. Many times people are seeing these videos online, and that's the first impression of you. And so do you want to have a first impression that you provide a, you know, crappy product or crappy service? I don't think so. You want to always be seen as high end. And so what you want to do is plan, yes, a studio production day, whether you are purchasing studio lighting and a good camera, good audio equipment, or you're hiring a production company like ourselves to do it for you. You want to always put that best foot forward in a day. It's going to make life a lot easier as you're working through your busy schedule. You want to make sure you're fully lit. We don't want to have awkward shadows. We don't want to have the window in the background be the only light that's lighting your back. You want to make sure there's light on your face.
And that's really important now. I mean, just the lighting alone makes all the difference in the world, and your background. And, you know, it's worth the money to hire a company like yourself to actually do a video production. You know, like I said, you can start doing it on your own if it's not something in your marketing budget yet. But it is really, I mean, if you can get, so let's just say you got one home run video that you actually had professionally done, that is your showpiece. That's your business card nowadays, but you've really taken it to the next level as opposed to doing it yourself. So it is definitely worth the investment.
It is, because it's going to go in more places than just your website and get pinned to the top of your Facebook page, added to your LinkedIn profile, added to Instagram, added to your email signature, added across different platforms like Alignable and other, you know, local searches. You want to sprinkle that video. So really, when you think of that first video, that introduction video, some people might look at a $1,000 or $1,500 investment and go, wow, for one video. But it's more than just one video. Think about every spot that video is going to be hosted on, and that potential that it's that first impression that someone's going to see of you, that they want to be impressed. You want them to be able to say, I need to contact that person.
Right. And like I said, it's your showpiece that you're using for everything. So then even if let's just say someone, they get a chance to see what you're all about, listen to what you have to say, get a feel for why you're doing what you're doing. But it also, if for some reason the personalities aren't a match, you just basically, now you're not doing two or three phone calls to find out that you guys aren't going to be compatible. So it works on both sides, where you're there to grow your business, but it's also to save you time, because like I said, if you're not a match with somebody, it doesn't matter if you say it on the phone or if you say it in person or they see it in a video, it's just not, it's okay. Not everybody needs to be friends.
Exactly.
And they're not all going to work together.
Exactly. And that's why there's, you know, multiple businesses in the same industry, because you need to work with people whom you actually enjoy working with and being around.
Yeah. And it's all about personalities. And Taylor, you know, you and I have known each other for a couple of years. Your product is just top notch. But you know what the nice thing is you're a good person, and you are constantly doing free information for people, free videos. If you're still doing that Friday deal, I want to make sure that we post that on our website. Perfect. So then I'm going to get that information from you so that way people can get into your, subscribe to your YouTube channel. And we're going to have all of that information on our website, which is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Taylor's information is going to be there, so you can always find her. But I do want to ask you one specific question about cameras and Zoom. All right. So I know that we're a little over on the time, but okay. So when are you, everybody in on the planet's now on the Zoom, but everybody's got different angles they use. Everyone's got different levels of the camera. I mean, it is just, if you look at a screen, you just go, this is insane. Okay, so what is the best place to put the camera with the, you know, the let's say I have the professional light, which is the circle, but where do you put the camera? Because you know you're also looking at screens because you're pulling up information for your conversation. So what is like the industry standard, or what is the best way to do this so it's not ridiculous looking, which is what I stare at all day from people.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you actually want to have that camera be about 2 to 3 inches above the top of your head, maybe only about 2 inches, because you want to be slightly looking up. We do not want to look up your nostrils. And you also don't want to give your neck cramps as you're performing. And so you want to make sure you're looking slightly up. And so that means anything that you need to reference on your screen, you want to have it on the top half of your computer screen. So you're keeping your eyes up. What this is going to do is it's going to make you look a lot more attractive by elongating your neck. You also want to make sure, though, that you tilt the camera down so that way you're not having too much headroom. Headroom is the room that's above your head that's just empty, wasted space. And so make sure that the camera is 2 or 3 inches above but tilted downward. So then that way you have a really nice looking angle on your face. And in addition to that, make the green screen pledge. Do not do a virtual background unless you have a green screen. We are tired of seeing you disappear and reappear within the image. And so if you're going to do a virtual background, pledge to do it with a green screen.
That is perfect. Because it is so funny. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, they just disappeared. And then I went, oh, the green screen. So thank you so much for that tidbit and the advice on the Zoom. Hopefully people will listen. And then they'll make the investment into the one professionally done video, because it is definitely worth every penny. So Taylor Wellman, the video expert and good friend of ours up here at the Everything Home Resource Platform, and she is the founder of Financial Potions. So thank you so much, Taylor. I look forward to talking to you often and having you come on here to give some great tips to help our people with their video. It's definitely something needed.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And if you leave anything, just leave with take the green screen pledge.
I like that. I'm gonna start promoting that. So thank you for coming on, Taylor. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk more soon. Have a great day.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
You're listening to Everything Home. Good people doing good business and good things. Here's Michelle Swinnick.
Well, I'm back from the commercial break. And just wanted to tell you a little bit about the Everything Home Reopen America Resource Center. It is the ultimate platform, literally, to give you all the information to navigate through this crazy new world that we need to get adjusted to. We want to get you back to work, grow your business, improve your life. And of course, we've got to get this country reopened. So Reopen America Resource Center, it's part of our platform. I jam-packed it with so much information and resources for people. It's got everything from business organizations to small business resources, relief options, grants, support for small business, nonprofit individuals, whether it's funding resources to actual just content to marketing, and like I said, different organizations. We put on there must follow people in podcasting groups so that way you don't have to wonder where that mastermind is, that live or that virtual event, or who's somebody who really knows what they're doing, the quality content. There is job listings from all different types of categories and different resources. And there's products and services. The list is ridiculous. So I got carried away as usual, and I keep adding to it. And whenever I find a great company or an organization or a service or a nonprofit or even just a simple website or somebody who gives great content, we add them on there. So check it out. It's on our platform, reopenamericaresourcecenter.com, or just pick the tab where it says Reopen America. So again, it's just, everybody needs to get back to normal. You got to flatten this fear that they're creating out there. And the information needs to be for the people. And that's what we're just trying to do. Make it all, like I said, one location for all the information. So let's get on to the next guest. And I see that.
Everything.
All right, so we've got this guy. He wait till he tells you where he's from. Julio Maria Mahoro. He's a business coach and founder of Sharing Knowledge International. And you're going to get a double a round of applause because of where you're calling me from. All right, tell the audience where you are. Tell them where you're calling from.
Amazing, Michelle. Thank you very much. I'm super happy to be
welcome.
Here. I'm from Mozambique. It's a beautiful country in Southeast Africa.
Whoa, yeah, this is so, I've never spoken to somebody from even that section of the world before. So hello, my new friend from another land.
Hello. I'm super happy to connect.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And you know, it's whenever anyone outreaches, especially through LinkedIn or any of the social sites, and it's a total stranger, I mean, that's what this is all about. It's finding some new people and having a little bit of a conversation. And I said, God, you know, he's like, is it okay? But I'm from Mozambique. I don't live in the United States. I said, well, do you love this country? He says, yes. I said, okay, then you qualify. You can do it. Obviously, the like I said, people, the qualifications, you got to be a good person. You got to do good business and good things. And he passed those tests. And then when he let me know that he didn't live here, I said, that's okay. I'll make an exception for you because you are a good guy. So tell us, tell the audience what it is that you're doing and get some tips from people today so they can make a difference between today and tomorrow morning when they wake up.
For sure. Yeah. So I'm all about enabling people to transform in a powerful way so they can drive their fulfillment to their business, their careers, into their lives. So I'm all about making conscious business. I was super happy to be here. We really need more spaces for people, you know, for good people to find good resources in order to. I guess a question that I hear a lot is, so how then I transform my business, especially with everything that's going on? How do I make sure that I'm, you know, staying stuck? How do I make sure that I'm innovating? And the best answer that I have to people is that for you to start reverse engineering your business growth, right? So the great tips that I can give you is, one, make sure that you have a market for your business to expand, right? Not because you have the capacity to deliver that capacity to absorb. So make sure that you are developing your marketing as well. Then the tip is, make sure that you have scalable operations. You don't want to be up, you know, in the night just because your business can survive if you're not present. So make sure that your operations are ready to scale. And the third, and to me it's one of the most important, that instead of asking how or what can I grow, ask yourself, who I have to become in order to grow your business? Because you are the reason why you're in the first place, and you will have to level up if you want to level up your business. So that's going to be my three tips for you guys today.
You know, you broke up a little bit, but I got the gist of it out there. But it just sounds like you really got to be focused on being present, right? And you've got to make sure that there is a market for what exactly that you're doing. And what was the other one? Like I said, you cut out a little bit, so I was trying to take notes and pay attention at the same time.
Yeah, sure. So the last one will be, you have to be upgrade. You have to become the person capable to take your business to the next level.
Yeah, you've got to walk the walk, right? If you're going to talk the talk, you've got to be able to do the same thing. So you've almost got to be, before you start trying, well, that's the thing. It's like business coaching. There's a lot of people out there that claim to be a business coach. And it's important to maybe have some sort of a screening criteria before you pick somebody, because you want to make sure that they've actually got their act together rather than being one of the type of, like, what do they say? Those that do, or those that can't teach, those that can do and those that can't teach. You know what I mean? It's from that movie with Jennifer Lopez who gave that quote. So you want to make sure that the coach that you're working with is somebody who's got their own act together in not so many words, right?
Yeah, for sure. There are a lot of people who are faking, trying to make sure that you are working with a reliable coach, and also make sure that you resonate with their ideology. We were talking about that earlier with Taylor. You have to be the same way your coach has to be in love with you in order for your relationship to work out, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And that's why I wanted to have this platform. I wanted to have this resource platform for people so that, you could listen to a the conversation that we have with our experts and our guests to see if you're compatible with them, rather than, you know, picking and choosing somebody from just a random website or trying to track down a referral. I mean, what we've spent the time to bring on people like yourself. So then that way, now if we've done all the heavy lifting, you know that these people are vetted, their information's right there. You can listen to see if you like them. But there's somebody that is, they're not, you know, they're almost like, they're not a stranger. And this is not a paid group. Like, you didn't write me a check and say, Michelle, can I be a part of it? It's because I believe in what you're doing and I like you. And, now you're a part of it too. So getting to know people and getting to hear them share their stories and why they do what they do makes you want to work with them. And that's part of what you teach and you coach people to do in their own business.
Our network literally is our network. So we have to be mindful and conscious, especially today, that we are building the relationship for us to grow and not to shrink.
Yeah, it's all about growth for yourself and for your clients and for, you know, friends and family and contacts. Pretty much simple, you know. It's when we all grow together, and that's what it's all about: is relationships, partnerships, and growing together. So, Julio, I appreciate you coming on. I've got to jump on to the next guest here, and welcome to the platform. Thanks for being a partner in the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, and I'm looking forward to having you on again very soon to give us some more tips and tricks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Bye, Michelle. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So Julio, sorry about the technical issue, but the guy's calling from Mozambique. So we gotta cut him some slack. We just gotta cut him a little slack.
Everything's home.
All right. I'm trying to do my fast moving show to get everybody in there and get them enough chance to have to get a chance to get to know them. So my next guest is Lauren Rosenberg. She's the executive producer and host of the new online show, Lifestyles with Lauren. How are you today, young lady?
Hey, Michelle. Good to talk to you. What a wonderful show you've put together.
Well, you know, it's a work in progress, but thank you. It's I wanted to jam-pack all of these guests in and keep it fast moving, but as I'm trying to play the soundboard, to be honest, and I'm trying to do like my intros and in-betweens and all that, I appreciate the value of having like a production team on the back end, like in the old, like remember the studio when you used to go, like I used to go down to a studio and somebody was running the soundboards and doing all that, like you have on your show. I value that so much more now because you can actually just focus on one thing as opposed to 15 different things in motion. But that's just how it works when you do these shows. I mean, you're living it,
well,
right? I mean, you know all about that.
It's showing that you're capable of all this, and look at you, you created it, you made it happen. And, you know, that's part of the effort, part of the problem, or you've achieved that. So good for you.
Well, thank you. And like, you just gotta, you know, you gotta give it a try and see what sticks in and just keep working with it. But like,
but
my goal is to be able to just have a place where people that are part of our platform, like our partners, like yourself. So then that way they could share their stories. They can get more information about what they do. And they even have, let's just say, something amazing that's coming up this week or this month, and just jump on and tell everybody during these two segments. I mean, Wednesday for an hour, Friday for an hour. I mean, even if it's something like you wanted to come on and we wanted to talk about, you know, we wanted to talk about fashion for 7 minutes. I wanted to incorporate fun in it too. You know what I mean? It's just because we're all home, right? People are home right now. And if they want to take a break for lunch, they want to have what I say, you know, let's throw in a little nooner. That's why I did it from 12 to 1. You got Wednesday, you got Friday. So a little break and multiple different types of categories and guests. So let's talk a little bit about your new show. And when is it coming on? When can people tune in? Got some guests lined up. What's going on? Tell us about the new show.
Well, all I can tell you is that it's happening like very, very fast. And I have a great team behind me. I'm all in LA. And I can't give you more right now, but I can tell you to stay tuned. because it's all first rate, first class, and I'm very excited about it. You know, this is just like you. It's an idea that I had, and I went with it. And this is what I always encourage people to do, is follow those instincts. Go with your passion. I have so many friends, and you must also, Michelle, who have great ideas. They're like the idea people, you know, and they just are blurting out ideas all the time that someone should write down and someone should actually implement, but they don't do anything with it. And they sort of, I feel like they owe it to themselves to actually work hard to create these great ideas. And you owe it to the world to share it with the world, because you're benefiting everyone. You're enriching your life. You're enriching our lives by sharing these great ideas.
Well, and, you know, we talked about earlier, you are in a position where you could bring on a production team, right? And not everybody can do that. So it's okay to start small and at least just get it in motion. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to start this show 3 years ago or 3.5 years ago, but I just wanted to add more of these live segments. So that means there's more interaction with getting more partners like yourself, getting their stories out there and telling people what about they do. But that's, you know, you could throw on a segment and you work out the kinks. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, you should see my desk right now. People would be like, oh, wow, that is a mess, but I'm doing what I got to do. I'm giving it a try. So, you know, it's people just need to give it a chance and don't take no for an answer.
When you were talking about having a board, working on, you know, doing my show with a board, I had a podcast with my mother that was called Elaine Live and Lauren Too. And we did it at a podcast company who actually, you know, we had the engineer and all the finest equipment that was handling the show. But the podcast ended. And so that's when I said at the start of COVID, I said, well, now this is a great opportunity to create sort of a TV show, an online TV show, if you will, about everything I've ever been passionate about, having to do with lifestyle, art, interior design, fashion, shopping, interior design, cooking. And so that's what this show is about. And there's no one at the board, if you will. Anyone can start small. I started small just with an idea, and then I brought people on, and it's just grown to where it is now. And, you know, everything's on a budget, but it can be done on a budget. You can create an idea on a budget. So that's where we are, you know, and I've got some great people on my team behind me that are working to make this happen.
Wow. Well, I'm excited to find out when the actual show is on. And have you back on. I mean, how fun to actually have it taken to the, you know, coming up with an idea. And this is something that you've been working on for a long time, and now it's actually coming to fruition at the level where you want it to be. I mean, that must feel so rewarding. And that's what, you know, never giving up and just keep going at it. And, you know, if one thing doesn't work, go to the next one, try this, try that. But I'm really happy for you. Yeah, it all has finally come together, and I'm excited to see what this production is all about and watch some awesome guests and see you do your thing on the air again. I mean, I kind of missed having tuning into hearing you and seeing you. So this is going to be fun and exciting. I would like it to happen sooner than later. So good for you, Lauren.
I know. Well, wouldn't we both? We have to learn patience. We have to learn patience, and that is a tough thing. But if you want it done right, everything is just takes time, and in its own time, it happens. So it's going to be very visual and incorporate a lot of guests that I think are special, some creative, amazing designers and personalities, celebrities, and celebrities who are doing interesting things. A lot of them are. Aside from appearing on the silver screen, and I'll be, you know, talking about all that. So it's really what it is, Michelle, is that it's a respite from all the negativity in the world. And I want people to forget for a few minutes what's going on in the world and just get back to life, lifestyle, what's beautiful in lifestyle.
Yeah. It'd be a nice little refresher. All right, so let's do this. Once we have an update, you're going to come back on, and then when you have your first episode, we'll have you come on the show, and you can even, you know, jump in and tell us what's going on each week, and we could do some promos. So,
Keep me in the loop.
I hope it comes out soon. All right.
And
I appreciate it.
Let's get together soon.
Yeah, it's time. I could use a cocktail. I think something's got to be open here in Arizona. All right, Lauren Rosenberg,
right.
Executive producer of the new online show, Lifestyles with Lauren. Thank you, my dear. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see each other soon.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now it's time to go ahead and throw in a commercial break. Somebody's got to pay for this show.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
You're listening to Everything Home. Good people doing good business and good things. Here's Michelle Swinnick.
Thanks to our commercial break there. Give me a chance to actually clear my head. I'm telling you, it's a fast-moving show, people. And we are just trying to move things along here to get everything going. That commercial, Promos for a Purpose, that is our program. It is an Everything Done for You, purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience. And when I put this whole program or this platform together, it was created. I wanted people to have an opportunity to blend together what they really are passionate about, what their purpose is in their own lives, and blend that into their business to become a purpose-driven business. And you know, a lot of people don't realize they actually kind of do. Most of your time spent at work. Even if you love what you're doing, integrate what you love in your life into your business, even if it's not even the same category. And that's what we're able to do with the Promos for a Purpose program. And then from there, I mean, it allows you to stand out from your competition. You're constantly standing top of mind with people, and you're promoting your purpose and your business, and we're doing everything for you. So in the beginning, it was just having the purpose-driven business, and it's evolved now into a full-on production where it is basically our innovative and comprehensive Everything Done for You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience. You're partnering with a nonprofit organization, and we're putting together a whole promotions and marketing package, starting with our signature 7-minute conversation style interview on our platform here, the Everything Home Talk Radio Show podcast and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. And with everything else that I do, I put way too much into it. So when you see what you get between branding and strategy and planning and materials and membership and promotion and public relations, part of a community networking, referrals, we even give you referrals and continued support, you're going to see, Michelle, you've lost your mind. You need to increase your prices. Check it out. Promosforapurpose.com. Become a purpose-driven business today. Be part of our community over here at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. So it is time to bring in guest number 4. What is behind door number 4, people? You know what's behind door number 4 is a good friend of mine, Laura Babcock. It's hard for me to say that. We go back 25 years. We went to college together. She was one of my big sisses. And Laura Babcock, that's her new name. It was Laura Segretto. But Laura Babcock, she is one of the top consultants with Rodan and Field Skincare. Oh, Laura, I haven't heard your voice in a while. How are you today?
How are you? Hey, how are you?
I know
it's actually been almost 30 years.
Oh my goodness. And for that, I'm going to have the audience give you a round of applause. I don't know if they're applauding because they can't believe that I would know somebody or give you the applause that you've known me for 30 years, or that I actually that I look as good as I do, or actually because they haven't been using my Rodan and Fields, I don't look as good as what I should do, because I certainly don't look like
you. There you go.
Pictures. Yes, I think that's why they were giving it was like a pity clap. That's what it was.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, I showed him
the picture. I'll be 48 this month, and I'm trying to do my best to age backwards.
Oh, but you look fabulous. I mean, and you're not manipulating the photos that you're putting on Facebook.
No,
that's actually
not
you.
At all.
And the eyelash thing is what blows my mind.
I know. I don't know if it's a compliment or not, but my 11-year-old daughter looked at me the other day and says, "Mom, you have freakishly long eyelashes." I'm like, "Thank you."
Yeah, not a bad thing at all.
That's all thanks to Lash Boost.
So tell the audience a little bit about maybe your because I want you to get as much information as you can. Maybe
right.
A little bit that you think there's valuable, not only just in the products, but your personal experience with it. So that anyone who doesn't know about this company can at least just understand the products and the results.
Yeah, real quick.
This stuff works.
So Rodan and Fields is the number one premium skincare line in North America, and it has been for the last 4 years. It was started by two Stanford-trained, still-practicing dermatologists, Dr. Katie Rodan and Dr. Kathy Fields. And they are still the head of the company. They're still involved. They still have their own dermatological practices, so they are seeing what's out there, what issues people are dealing with. And I've been doing this for 4.5 years, and I jumped into it because, as you know, my husband's active duty military. In active duty military, we move around a lot. So and we have two small, well, not so small anymore, but my daughters are 11 and 8. And when I started with Rodan and Fields 4.5 years ago, they were a lot younger, and we just moved again from Colorado to Washington State. And I was thinking about going back to work, but with my husband leaving again for another 6 months, I needed something where I could be present for my girls but still bring in money for the family. And I had been using Rodan and Fields for about 6 months. And, I thought to myself, well, I said I can at least make enough money to pay for my own skincare. That would be a win, But now 4.5 years later, I have no need to go back and find a full-time job. And especially now with COVID and the economy and everything else, people are actually seeing the value of being able to work from home or add residual income to what they are currently making as kind of a safety net. So not only am I, an avid lover of the skincare products, I've always loved having positions or jobs where I can help people both, here I get to help people both with their skin as well as help the girls the people who join my team earn residual income for themselves. So it's just something I've been passionate about. I've done it for 4.5 years. It's something that I truly enjoy doing, and it's been so beneficial to my family as well as my customers. I have customers that I've had for 4.5 years. I have brand new customers that I've had for a week. So there's not the pool of people you can help never dries up because everybody in the world has skin. So there's always somebody to help, which I love.
And the products, they're quality and they make a difference. I mean, you guys have, is it a 30-day money-back guarantee?
If for some reason nothing doesn't work?
How much?
It's 60 days. And it's also everything goes through an extensive clinical trials. It's not like we're putting together products and throwing them out there. I mean, they go through clinical trials. It takes years to formulate these products. And we don't release anything until we are 100% sure it is what people need and what we believe in. And again, everything comes with a 60-day empty bottle money back guarantee.
So you have nothing to lose there. I mean, if you want to give it a try, because this company's big now. It's been around for a while. It's legitimate. It's not like it just sprung up yesterday.
And we're in 4 countries now and working on more.
Yeah, they're over the value is over $1 billion, so it's not just
$1.5 billion
in their house. It's not like they're on Shark Tank looking for funding.
Yeah, they're not stirring a pot over their stove of skincare.
Yeah, right.
No.
And if for some reason it's the product doesn't work for you, then you can return it. And that, and I actually went through that because I have very, very right. sensitive skin. And when I first did it, I tried one of there's different, I think there's four or five
regime.
Different. Thank you. Regime. Regime. Look at that regime.
But you have a gluten intolerance and you didn't realize that when you purchased the regime that
right.
you purchased. So we were able to get that sent back for you.
And but
yeah.
it was
there are only two
it was
in the
no
whole
nothing.
Line that
it literally yep. was there was no pushback, no nothing. So don't be afraid of, you know, them trying to even, you know, force you to keep it. Not even close to being it whatsoever. So great company. And you really do know your stuff about skin. I mean, it's amazing how when you first, you know, I had a conversation about this a couple years ago compared to conversations recently. I'm like, wow, she really turned into a skin expert like this.
Well,
I am so impressed.
It's not a hobby for me.
Right.
This is my job. This is, you know, and I want to make sure I educate myself so I can educate both my team and my customers. And now, you know, this residual income is better than ever because it's only $75 to become a consultant with Rodan & Fields. They've taken away all their business kits and everything else. So, you know, I just spend $75 going to Target. Somebody
yeah.
can spend $75 and possibly earn residual income that far exceeds, you know, what they could even imagine. I mean, and go ahead, it's consistency. Like I tell people, the business and the skincare, both same premise, consistency. You use the skincare consistently, you'll see results. You work the business consistently, you see results, you know. So, but now it's easier than ever for somebody to join Rodan & Fields and possibly earn residual income and that far exceeds anything they ever thought they could do.
If they saw what your picture is, and we're going to actually, I'll be, you know, you're on our website. If they saw that and I need to get in a Maurice one, they'll be like, oh, where do I buy this stuff? So Laura, I appreciate you coming on. I value you as a partner here on the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network so much. And we're going to have you on to just kind of give little tips and takeaways for people about their skin or even
sure.
some stuff that they can do, even if they're not even convinced they need to give the Rodan & Fields a try. So I value you and ZK Love, my sister. So
yes,
I'll be back
definitely.
On very soon.
Take care. Stay safe.
Hey, you too.
Talk to you soon.
Oh,
all right,
bye-bye. So yeah, Laura, I can't believe that we've been 30 years. It's not nuts that you could actually say that you've been known somebody for 30 years and then you can reconnect with them. So I think that's
I know it's wonderful. It's wonderful. We do need to talk more though.
I know. But I'm almost there with my schedule. So give me another 2 weeks or so and then we can actually have phone conversations again. All right, young lady.
Fantastic.
Go have a fabulous day.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, so as you can see, audience, we are throwing in as many guests as we can. I'm trying to do five. It is tough. I need a staff. I mean, the audience is great. You know, I'm glad that they think that you know what I'm doing over here is just ridiculous. But I have to admit, it's I'm doing what I can. I just wanted to give you a sample of what are some of the partners that are part of our platform, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, part of this awesome patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform where you're meeting good people who are doing good business and good things and put them all in one spot so you didn't have to go look for them, so you didn't have to go search and wonder if they're any good or a referral, and then 2 weeks goes by and you didn't get that professional, or if you just want to listen to them or you want to follow them on social media. So many resources, so many places. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, one location, all the information that you need to grow your business, to improve the quality of your life, make a difference in the world between nonprofits, small businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals. Everything is there. And like I said, I'm just bringing this show to you here so you can meet some of our partners. This is the Purpose-Driven Partners segment. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 with our experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, so they can give you some real life tangible takeaways, and you can hear them share their stories. Again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, all their information's there. If you're interested in becoming a partner, go there too. You can go on to the Partners and Patriots tab, and it gives you all the information and just go down to become a partner. And we'd love to have you on. Yeah, become part of this whole awesome community, all of us working together, all of us providing great information and really being purpose-driven about what we're trying to do in the world and with our businesses and on our lives. on the website, on the homepage. I try to make everything simple, everything easy. In the very top, not only are all of our podcasts and our live segments on there, so you can go back and listen to any of the 130 episodes that we've done on the Everything Home Talk radio show and podcast, but I made it simple. So I put a big banner, links and websites. So all of the links and anything, if you want to follow us on social media, if you want to rate and review us, I'll get you one entry to win a prize, our monthly prize, which is this month a little skimpy, but next month will be much better. $25 for Amazon gift card, but at you hit two clicks and you could win some money. Join our newsletter, same thing, free giveaway for one entry. You get one entry into it. And if you want to follow us on social media, I mean, the list is long, plus all the different programs, and you could learn about it and check us out. Become a member. Doesn't cost any money. We just want good people doing good business and good things. So with that being said, I'm going to bring in my final guest. I think it's time for a little bit of financial information from Mr. Austin Peterson. He is a certified financial planner, founder of Backbone Financial, and he's host of Tycoon, the Small Business Radio Show. So let's bring on Mr. Austin Peterson. How are you today, sir? Oh, did I lose you, Mr. Austin Peterson? Oh, no. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I think that we have lost Mr. Austin. I am going to try. Like I said, I'm flying solo here today, so I am going to try and get him back. So that way you can hear what he has to say. So Austin, are you there? We're on a live show today, Austin, and I'm just I believe that we've lost you today. That is no fun. Oh, let's see. I could try Austin. All right, well then you know what we're gonna do, boys and girls. We're gonna have him come back on, obviously, because I want him to give you some information about some simple tips about financial planning. I mean, financial planning, you know, even if you don't have to be a wealthy person, you don't have to be a multi-zillionaire in order to actually do some financial planning. So don't be threatened by the word financial and planning. You know, when they say you have an estate, you know, if you're planning, you're doing estate planning, estate doesn't mean you have a mansion, okay? Estate means you actually own something, whether it's a bank account or a pen. That counts as an estate. So it needs to have planning, which is why you have your financial planning. So do I have you back, Austin? Because I wasn't able to hear you. So do I have you now live on our show?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can. I was you come up into the queue, but then there was no sound. So, you know, the technology, some days it's awesome, some days it doesn't work, and I'm sure you do the same thing now, since everyone's home and everybody and their mother's on the internet, it might work, it might not, there's nothing you can do about it. You can spend all the money in the world and have the best service coming from, I think I'm with Cox, the highest service, and, you know, some days it works, some days it doesn't. So, Austin Peterson,
yep.
Certified planner, founder of Backbone Financial, host of Tycoons of Small Business Radio Show. How are you today, Austin?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm recouping from what transpired last night here, because you're in Arizona. So I'm still a little surprised when I heard that we went from a red state to a blue state. Now we have two senators that are that are blue, and whether you're red or blue, it doesn't matter. It's just, I bring up the point. I'm trying to keep these segments a little bit neutral-ish, but we were red, and then we had, you know, always two Republican senators. Then 2018, we went blue with one, and now we're blue number two, and we went from red endorsement of the president to blue, and you know, Arizona is changing, and I don't know, what are your thoughts on that in regards to even seeing people moving here from out of state, because you're dealing with financial planning. I mean, a lot of California money probably you see coming in as new clients, because they're you know, people over there are a little bit wealthier than people here in general. I mean, do you see that as something, is a lot of your clients from California coming over here?
it does happen, and you're right. I mean, the statistics bear it out. I mean, there are people leaving California in droves for some of the reasons that you just laid out. I mean, the taxes in California are insane. The regulations for California are insane from a business standpoint. So I understand why they're moving here. To answer your question about the surprise here, it was a surprise for me too to see that it flipped from blue to red. But I have heard recently, I haven't been on the news lately, but I did get a text message from a friend saying that a couple of networks have actually switched it from called for Biden to too close to call. So
okay.
I don't know exactly if that's going to potentially change or not, but it did seem.
Well, it's premature.
Even if it goes blue, it felt like the numbers were too big.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. And it was too
we'll
soon. There was a million. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there was a million votes that hadn't even been counted yet. And all of those primarily were day of voting, live in-person voting. And they just went and they said, oh, well, then, you know, here's the margins. Go ahead and call it. And everybody was like, whoa. So I don't know. I was on Twitter and it was just like an explosion where they actually then, because of the lashback, and it wasn't just from like, you know, you or me type people. It was actually people who do, they're in this world for a living. You know what I mean? They were like the movers and shakers in that world, and they went all crazy. So I was watching Fox and they actually brought back in and they brought the guy who, you know, makes the decision and, how they do this, I had no idea how kind of ridiculous they calculated it. But I want to showcase you. You and I can have that conversation in another episode. But sure. You know, financial planning. I try to tell people you don't need a ton of money to put together a financial plan. Yeah, because otherwise you'll never have a ton of money if you don't have the plan. So it's chicken egg. But you got to start somewhere. So. Yeah. You got any tips that somebody who, where do they start if they're, you know, they don't have a couple hundred grand in the bank? What, you know, they got to start somewhere.
Yep. Yeah. No. I mean, honestly, everybody needs to start somewhere. You know, the lion's share of my clients are business owners. That's where the name Backbone Financial comes from. That's why I host a radio program called Tycoons of Small Biz. And you know, the funny thing is, most business owners. The lion's share of business owners make good income, do not have huge amounts of money in the bank, right? And so they're not great savers typically, and over 80% of their net worth for the average small business owner is in their business itself. And so for them, it's talking about diversifying that and saying you still need to save a portion of your assets. And guess what? Most small businesses don't end up being sold. And so I work with my clients to get their business ready to be sold. So that's, you know, that's where I spend most of my time. But for the clients individually that you asked about, it's just about consistent, start small, save what you can. You know, the basic information that I give to somebody is if you can live on 80% of your income and do a combination of saving and investing and donating to charity with the other 20%, you're going to be just fine. No matter how much money you make, if you start early and you live on 80% of your income, you'll be just fine.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. The small business owners, everybody strives to be an entrepreneur, small business owner. You know, people are like, oh, that'd be great to be self-employed and you can do what you want and come and go as you want. And anybody who's in that world knows that's all it's cracked up to be. End up working more. More hours, having no freedom, no flexibility, and no money in the bank. So it's a commitment, and it's tough. I mean, it's just you gotta love it, like you know you do, I do. We're crazy people. So, but we're out of time today.
Yeah.
I went over extremely too long, Austin. So if you do me a favor, jump on the calendar, book your next spot if you have, and I promise I will give you, we'll even go and, you know, do like eight or 9 minutes because we could talk some solid information for people. And I apologize for going over. So if you do that, I would love to just have you on for a little bit longer. So just jump on the calendar as soon as you can. And I owe you one. All right.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate you coming on, and I'll have you back on as soon as I can see you on the schedule so that we can talk a little bit more about some substantial stuff, because I think it's really important for the small business owner at this point in the game to have whatever content they can. So thank you for coming on, Austin, and hopefully I'll have you on next week. So you've been listening You've been listening to our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, where we're showcasing the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, which is part of our big platform, the Everything Home Talk Show, Podcast, and Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. We are going to be here every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1. We are giving you amazing content, quality content, and sharing the stories with our partners, so you can rely on some good people doing good business and good things. I apologize for going over today with everybody. It's a little bit of a work in progress. It's fast moving, trying to get you the content and working the boards. And it's just, we're doing what we're doing, people. So I appreciate your patience. We're working out the kinks. Tune in on Friday from 12 to 1. We get another exciting show. I got 6 guests, so it's going to be even crazier. Thanks for tuning in, and you've been listening to Everything Home. Make it a great day, everybody, and see you on Friday.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.